we were doing anatomy, and this class was right after lunch in a really, really warm room. And so because of that, everyone was basically asleep, including me. Well, as we're doing anatomy, the teacher is pointing at a skeleton he has in the room, and he's asking us, okay, what's this bone? What's that bone? What's this bone? What's that bone? And he points to the bone that's directly in the center of your chest where your ribs meet. And I think to myself, I know what this is. Wait, I know what this is. And I kind of wake up and I raise my hand very enthusiastically. This is Casey. I said, I know what bone that is. Okay, what is it? That's the cervix. And at that point, he looks at me. What? I said, that's the cervix. He looks at me even more confused. And at this point, all my classmates are starting to wake up. And hi, Jason Snell. So all the classmates are starting to look up. And I didn't just double down on this. I tripled down on it. I said, well, that's the cervix. And then finally, everyone starts losing it. And I'm thinking, what in the hell is going on right now? That's, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. That's the sternum. Whoops. And that's my embarrassing story of the night. I did that for you. I did that for you, Mike. I hope you're happy. I entertain the listeners. Now it is your turn to do the rest of the show by yourself.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. I'm so sorry.
I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I just don't have any other good stories right now. Other than to tell the live listeners, if you haven't listened to this week's upgrade, get on it. And I'm saying that slightly because Jason Snell is here, but mostly because it's actually true.
I would just like to vouch for the fact that a moment ago he did say all of this to me before we got on the air.
Thanks. I almost said mate, but I'll say buddy instead. Thanks, buddy.
Did we talk about that somewhere?
We did. Just last week or the week before. I don't know if it made it into the show or not, though. We did talk about it.
It did. Underscore text me to tell me not to worry about getting it wrong.
That's funny.
But then he rightly pointed out, like, you know, now that you know it's Kings, you'll probably never get it wrong again. And at the time, and up until like 20 seconds ago, I realized, like, you know, yeah, he's been nice, but he could have been threatening me. You know, you'll never get it wrong again.
That's awesome. Oh, actually, I do have a bone to pick with you, and now I'm being genuine. You have been ambushed one other time on a podcast, and you gave me no credit, and more importantly, our dear friends Faith and Jason, no credit for it.
It wasn't an ambush.
It wasn't as, maybe not an ambush in the strictest sense, but Jason... Oh, God, it totally derailed me. Oh, Jason Snell, you're the best. He had asked if the bone that I was picking with you was the surface. I couldn't even get that out with a straight face. I'm an adult. Anyway, so maybe not an ambush in the traditional sense, but certainly we had a sneak attack from the IRL talk crew. That was very scary. Oh, man. You still fumbling over there? I don't hear any typing.
I am. I'm.
You know, I'm going to yell at our mutual friend for this. I'm not talking about Steven. I'm not actually going to do that. But I'm going to give him or her some serious stink eye that they're never going to see.
Yeah, you can do that. It's not even that person anyway.
Oh, well. Still, it's all their fault, one way or the other. All right, so this episode is about procrastination, which is actually kind of accurate. So funny how that is. Do you want me to start the show? You want me to do the pre-roll?
Do you want to just...
Nothing. Shut the hell up and relax. Oh, goodness. I don't know who one of these sponsors is. I don't think.
Yeah, you can kind of guess in that, can't you?
Actually, I've never heard of this group, individuals, peoples.
No, neither had I.
Oh, this is an interesting sponsor. That's cool. I like when it's people that we haven't heard before.
Yeah.
I dig it.
I mean, that.
At this point, you're basically just saying, uh-huh, and yeah, every once in a while, so I don't feel completely awkward.
No, I'm listening to what you're saying.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I don't have...
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I don't have anything useful to say. around that exactly.
Story of my life. Yet somehow here I am. Oh, man. So Federico's already back in Europe.
Yeah, he's in Italy now. He texts me and they let me know that he's back in Italy.
So he went for 2 nights?
Yeah.
That sounds fucking terrible.
He hasn't really got the ability to not do that. You know, he can't really spend all that time in San Francisco, especially around an event like this, because he can't write. And plus, that's expensive, man.
Oh, I know it is. Well, that's not fair. I can fathom how expensive it is from having gone the opposite direction, but I mean, I don't blame him. Just, oof, that's a short trip. I mean, his body clock is probably somewhere over the mid-Atlantic right now.
I'm hoping he's going to be okay, because he slept a bit on the plane from San Francisco.
And oh, good.
Because he left San Francisco at like 7 o'clock at night. Then he slept on the plane a bit, and he was awake around lunchtime in London. So by the time he gets home again, he'll sleep again. I actually think he's going to be all right.
You're right. That actually may work out well.
He's basically done exactly what he needs to have done.
Mm-hmm. How bad was his customs entry? Did you talk to him about that?
Do you know what we didn't talk about? We haven't had a lot to... So, like, Connected is fundamentally just going to be, give us every detail. Like, for example, what did him and Tim Cook talk about? Like,
yeah,
I don't know what that conversation was, and I want to know every single word.
Yeah, I don't care if it's four, like, hey, Tim, I'm Federico. Oh, hi, Federico. It's nice to meet you. Do you know who I am? No idea, but you seem like a nice fellow. Even if that's the conversation, I want to know every freaking word of it.
Yep.
Oh, man, that's so awesome. I'm so happy for him. I really am.
Because I said to him, like, we were talking, I was like, look, if you see him, you need to get a picture with him. And he was like, I was like, no, if you don't do it, you will regret it. You will really regret it. So I'm happy that I'm really, really happy he did it. Because, you know, clearly Tim does it.
Yeah. Yeah, like when we met Federici for 4 seconds last year. Yeah, I think I told the story somewhere, but I'll give you a little more time by telling this silly story.
No, I'm totally ready now.
Okay, well, I'll make it very quick. We were at the Beer Bash, which basically means you're in a park in San Francisco, and they have some poor artist come and play, and then everyone ignores that poor artist, and I feel terrible about that. But anyways, real-time follow-up, Jason Snell is saying that Tim and Phil read Tichy's article, which is fucking nuts. Anyway, so I'm standing with Marco and probably Underscore and a few other people, and all of a sudden I see Marco, like, stop paying attention to us, which is not normal for him, and pay really close attention to what's going on at the left side of the stage when you're looking at it. I don't know if that's stage right or stage left. Anyway, all of a sudden he's like, follow me. And he starts like sprinting, and Marco's not a tall man, so him sprinting is like him trying. So he's running to the side of the stage.
You guys are so mean.
After all the crap I get about Dave Matthews and white everything, he deserves it. But
I know,
anyway.
But like the way the Syracuse rips into Marco about his height sometimes, I'm like, oh,
I know it's mean. True. But anyway, so we go running to the end of the stage, and there's Federici, and there's like a line forming. And so we all walked up, said hi, got a quick picture, and that was that. Super nice guy, but I mean, granted, he had to be nice for all of 10 seconds per person, but it was pretty cool. And the reason I bring all that up is I'm very, very glad I followed Marco and got in line and got the picture, because I would have regretted it had I not. So I'm glad Tichy at least said hi and got the picture and did that much, so... That's awesome. All right. I am sorry for babbling. Well, no, I'm not, because it was all your fault. So you're sorry that I'm babbling.
I'm so sorry I'm babbling.
And we can start the show.
Like a babbling brook.
Exactly.
Oh, I probably need to do something, right?
Mm-hmm.
To start the show. Like that's on me, isn't it? I'm just sitting there. I'm like, whenever you're ready, Casey. Linda is the other one, and then I don't have the thing for these guys.
We are professionals. It's the whole show, kids. This is Mike mumbling to you. What the hell are you doing, man? Jeez.
I'm copying and pasting things into the pre-roll spreadsheet so I can read my pre-rolls.
Okay.
Right, I'm ready. From Relay FM, this is Analog, episode number 31. Today's show is brought to you by lynda.com, where you can instantly stream thousands of courses created by industry experts, and Fresh View to Go, an intuitive and dynamic software solution that enables you to deal...
Whee!
Hooray, this is the best. I am just so good...
You sounded just like Colin from Love Actually for a split second there.
I realized I just like copied and pasted the wrong part, and it just basically makes no goddamn sense. It's like a software solution.
Whee! Oh, God. All right. Why don't you just reboot that from the start?
I'm going to. Okay. I needed to copy and paste something else. Oh, for God's sake, who uses white text? Okay, I got it now.
Oh, God.
I got it now. From Relay FM, this is Analog, episode number 31. Today's show is brought to you by lynda.com, where you can instantly stream thousands of courses created by industry experts, and Fresh View to Go, where you can view your current inventory status from anywhere in the world, wherever, whenever you want. My name is Mike Hurley, and I am joined, as always, by the one and only Mr. Casey Liss.
What if there's more than one of me in the world? Not me, but what if there's another Casey Liss? Maybe I'm not the one and only.
Well, but the thing is like the Casey Liss of which I'm speaking about, like the ethos and the, like, you know, the whole package that is the Casey Liss of which I'm referring to, there is only one. Mm-hmm.